Welcome to the Weekly Digest, a wrap-up of all the things that are happening here at ACEC National for the week. We have a packed schedule of events coming up in May and June that we want to make sure that you're aware of, and want to take this opportunity to kind of lay it out for you so you don't miss a thing. The first event coming up right around the corner is, of course, our always anticipated Engineering Excellence Awards. And it's going to be held again as a live broadcast over the internet on June 17th. That's a Thursday. Thursday, June 17th at 3 p.m. Now, again, this is going to be a live broadcast featuring all the excitement and suspense of the in-person event, including the celebration of the most outstanding projects of the year, plus the reveal and awarding of the Grand Conceptor Award as the top engineering achievement of the year. 36 grand and honor winners are out there, and they're going to be the pool from which the Grand Conceptor is awarded. And we've had a great year. We had 176 entrants, so we have a great combination of national recognition awards, honor awards, and grand awards. And the ticket price for this is nominal. It's $40 to take part in this virtual experience. And we have a great platform built out for you. It's going to be very interactive. You can take part in it, participate, get information. Fantastic virtual platform. Again, EEA, June 17th at 3 p.m. Register today on acec.org. ACEC is also very pleased to announce its collaboration with Careers Building Communities. Now, this is a website that is designed to give students and young professionals an entry point to learn more about engineering, design, and related professions. And it can be used as a resource for member firms and member organizations to support their work to attract new talent to the industry. And it's a great website. Again, careersbuildingcommunities.org. And when you go there, you're going to see a lot of different resources for different sectors of the built environment. But I think the thing that's the most important and interesting about this is that it actually visualizes what the engineering industry does with a 3D map that's overlaid with examples from land development to surveying to infrastructure and a lot of different resources from ACEC about what engineering does and really how engineers can build not only their communities, but improve society. And it's a fantastic resource. Encourage everyone out there to use it as an education tool to help fill that talent pipeline and get more people interested in careers in STEM. Now, on the education side of the house, we have a number of things happening. First, we have an upcoming webinar this week that I want to draw your attention to. It's happening on May 27th. And the title is Guidelines for Handling a Cybersecurity Breach. Now, as the client demand for cybersecurity increases, it's more crucial than ever not only to have security measures in place, but also a response plan in case you are breached. Participants of this class will gain an understanding of recommended practices to be used by an organization when responding to a cybersecurity breach. A virtual case study will be used to demonstrate process and discuss important considerations. Critical components of a cybersecurity defense in-depth program will be presented, including development of an incident response plan. Again, that's Thursday, May 27th at 1:30 p.m. A link to this course will be in the show notes. Now, happening in July, now this is something which is a very popular course. Again, it's Project Management 101, Laying the Foundation for Superior Project Managers. And it's kicking off on July 13th, running through September 10th. Now, if you're new to the AE industry or have years of experience but just want to hone your skills at project management, now's the time to build the foundation to become a superior project manager. This course will help you improve or hone in your soft skills to communicate with coworkers, clients, or consultants. And course attendees will follow a flexible 9-module course with little or no disruption to their billable staff time, which is critically important. Now, some key takeaways from this course include you'll learn how to manage jobs more effectively. You'll get exposure to real-world case studies with lively work group discussions, and you'll be able to strengthen those interpersonal communication skills that are critically important to successful project management. Now, again, this course is kicking off on July 13th, and registration is now open. We'll have a link again into the show notes, but if you go to programs.acec.org/PM101, you'll go to the microsite that goes into more depth about the course. Howard Bernberg, again, will be our instructor for the course. He's the president of Bernberg & Associates. He's the executive director for the Association for Project Managers. He's a lecturer at Harvard University, Michigan State. He is the author of Project Management for Designers and Facilities Management, 4th edition, and more. So he's an expert resource. And again, 9 modules going from course structure and operation all the way down to staffing and scheduling. It's a great course. Really encourage you to take a look at it, no matter where you are in your career. Now, on the ACEC Research Institute side of the house, I want to bring everyone's attention to a raffle, which is ongoing, and it's the first ever annual prize drawing to benefit the ACEC Research Institute's mission to deliver knowledge and business strategies to guide the engineering industry. Now, everyone who donates through June 14th will be entered into the drawing of 8 unique experiences, and the drawing is going to happen on the 15th on the internet live. Now, if you donate $250, you'll get 1 ticket, $1,000 for 5 tickets, $500 for 2 tickets, $750 for 3 tickets. And let me tell you what you could win, because the prizes are really top-notch. You could win a 3-day 54-hole golf weekend, a 1-hour remote driving experience with the Spot Robot from Boston Dynamics, 9 subscriptions to Autodesk's annual AEC collection, a Gulf of Mexico saltwater fishing trip for 4, a wine cellar and tasting glasses experience, round of golf in Naples, Florida at the Club at Mediterra, scotch from around the world, and probably the one that's the most sought after, which is 2 bottles of Pappy Van Winkle and Monte Cristo cigars. So that's the universe of prizes. Again, the raffle is open until June 14th for the drawing on the 15th. Go to acecresearchinstitute.org for more information. Now let's round out the update with some news coming out of advocacy. We heard over the weekend that Ranking Member Capito and Chairman Tom Carper of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee came to an agreement on a bipartisan surface reauthorization bill for 2021. Now, this would be a 5-year bill that has 34% more, as a 34% increase in authorized funding over the FAST Act. And this is fantastic news for our industry. The bill has been introduced, and we expect it to be marked up on Wednesday. ACEC has issued a letter of support for the bill that's posted up to the Last Word blog. So go to acec.org, Last Word, and check out our letter of support. But again, this is very good news and a good indication that there is momentum behind infrastructure, especially reauthorizing the FAST Act or a bill to succeed the FAST Act. And one of the things that you can take away from this is, a bill like this ought to be the cornerstone of a larger infrastructure package, a larger bipartisan infrastructure package. So we'll have some news and analysis coming up on this bill posted up on Last Word. We encourage you all to take a look. And of course, contact Steve Hall or Matt Reifer on the Government Affairs team if you have any questions. So that wraps up the week for the last week of May 2021 as we go into Memorial Day weekend. And we hope that everyone enjoys a safe, fun, and outdoors Memorial Day. I think we all need it. So again, this has been the Weekly Digest from ACEC, brought to you by the ACEC Life Health Trust. We'll see you next time.